Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, what's up, gang? So, I got my workout in, and I was laying on the massage bed, because I like to do that. I pamper myself a little bit. If you go to Planet Fitness, then you get the black card, and for like 20 bucks a month, you get to work out, you know, all you want, and then you also get to use the little massage, water massage beds, and these massage chairs, and they're great. And so anyway, I digress. I use them usually after every workout. And so I was laying there, and I was thinking about a question that I answered last night on Post Daily Dose from a couple of our followers. And I was, as I was reading the question, I kept getting overwhelmed, not by the question the parents were asking me, not by the belief of the parents, not even by their perspective. I was getting overwhelmed by the philosophy of parenting that manifests in questions of that nature, in belief patterns of that nature. So what you guys have to understand about me is that the question I answered last night, and it, you know, there was several points to it, and there was, you know, it was multi-level. You can go back and listen to it. Post Daily Dose last night. There are 25 parenting books on any given parenting shelf, and there are 25 parenting experts that in some way will reinforce the perspective of what those parents are feeling. That's overwhelming to me. When people show up in my life, like any parents who are feeling challenged, I then have a responsibility to share a message, a belief, a paradigm that is different than anything out there that you're going to hear 95% of the time. You show up in my reality, you show up on Planet Post because you're looking for a different perspective. You're looking to see something differently. And I am 100% convicted about what I teach. 100%. I mean, I don't waver. I've been teaching this stuff for 20 years. It just gets deeper. It doesn't change. And so I love my post parents. I love them. And I love you guys when you ask me questions, because that means you are seeking, you are trying, you're doing the best you can. I never think you're being a dick. Never, never, never. I'm the dick. I can be a dick. And thank goodness I have Christy who can come behind me and kind of dampen it down. But I'm not being a dick just because I'm being a dick. I'm being a dick because I'm saying shit that people aren't saying, and a lot of times they don't even want to hear it, and I can't say anything different. But if you're out there and you're trying to make a difference in a child's life in your own home, I honor you. I respect you. I don't think you're being a dick. I appreciate your questions, and I apologize if it comes across like I feel like you're, you know, like you're not in some place that you should be. I'm completely okay with that. It's because you're in the place that you're in that you get to ask the questions that I have an opportunity to answer them, and then I get to hopefully enlighten a whole bunch of other people. So you're where you're at, and I honor and I respect that, and I also honor and respect that I get to show up in your life when you're looking to be in some different place. But please understand, I am 100% convicted, and I've been teaching a philosophy of parenting that goes right in the face of just so much traditional belief, and that's what gets overwhelming to me. It gets overwhelming to me when I know parents have a perspective that is supported by an institution, which I call the Matrix, which will eventually lead them to a disrupted adoption. If I can't help you see if I can't help you see a different way, if I can't help you see your child a different way, and that leads to a disruption, that leads to a child losing their home, that leads to a child not able to grow up with certainty and security. That's a hard thing for me. I don't take that lightly. I don't take my work lightly. And so I don't take your questions lightly. I don't take your struggle lightly. And so just know that I'm all in on this stuff. I don't waver on this stuff. This is what I teach. Isn't something I just read out of a book. This is something I try to live. This is my life. This is something that's influenced me my whole life. And I want you to be able to see different. And here's the thing. There will come a moment when you will have a light bulb. A light bulb will go off and it's like your lens turn over and you will see differently. And until that happens, you just have to keep striving. You have to keep learning. And that's why I say, listen to a video three times, or I'll say, read my book three times, because you got to have more repetition. It's the repetition. It's the over, the over, the over, and over, and over, and over again. You've got to challenge the existing matrix. The existing matrix is just an illusion, but you've got to challenge it. If you don't challenge it, you're not going to have that light bulb moment. You got to keep questioning. And I've had lots of light bulb moments. So you got to keep pushing. If you're struggling, you just got to keep pushing to see something different, and then you will one day, you will see it. It will go off in your brain and in your heart like a light switch, literally like a light just comes on, and you will see your child differently and you'll see yourself differently, and then your life will start to transform. And that's what I show up for every single day. Every single day I show up for that moment that you have that transformation and you go, holy shit, this is what he's talking about. That's what I live for. So if I ever come across as a dick, just know I'm okay with being a dick. I really am. In fact, I kind of relish it. But I don't think you're a dick just because you're struggling. I think you're amazing. So that was my little, just wanted to get that out. And God bless you. I got stuff I got to get done. I'm going to go wash this hair. Oh my gosh, these dreads got to get washed. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.